This is the Hawks Hit. It's Hawke's Bay with Adam and Megan. She's got me laughing already and a bit tongue-tied. Look, we're so thrilled that Tatiana Hautori is bringing her show Skin Hunger to Hawke's Bay as part of the Hawke's Bay Arts Festival, and just having a quick chat with her off-air. So let's bring her on to the show. Tatiana, good morning.
Hi, good morning. It's so lovely to be here with you.
Oh, look, we're thrilled that you're bringing Skin Hunger to Hawke's Bay, because I know it's done incredibly well, you know, everywhere that you have performed it. And I was telling my audience just a little snippet of it before we chatted. And obviously, it's kind of based on your life, Tatiana, but the main character is a lady called Eva. How yes. would you describe Skin Hunger?
Well, for me, Skin Hunger has been a massive permission to grieve and permission to find myself after the loss of my husband. I think Skin Hunger is a show that is really funny. There are moments that you laugh out loud, but it's also really heartbreaking because it's all based on, true parts of my life. Not all of it's true. I made up a bunch of it. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a show that it's really about looking at grief from a fresh eyes, looking at religious wounding and guilt, which so many of us carry, but finding hope throughout of it, not pushing it away, not moving on from grief, because I don't believe there's such thing,
no.
but finding a way to move with grief towards a new future. Perhaps it's not the future you imagined, but it can still be a good future.
And that's it, because that's also part of grief, isn't it? Is that your future changes and you have to, you know, deal with the loss of summer, but also what you thought your life would be.
Oh, completely. And, you know, one of the things that I talk a lot with people, because I also do grief coaching, it's that when somebody dies, it's not just the loss of that person, it's the loss of your future. Sometimes for a lot of women, it might be the loss of the finances, is the loss of the partner that was helping to bring up the kids. It's the loss of friendships that really shift and change. Is really the loss of the life that you were working towards. And all of a sudden you are left with going, who am I in the middle of all this loss?
Yeah.
So it's also a loss of your own identity. And so it can be a really tricky time, and it can be really painful. But also, I think I discovered, and this is in hindsight, of course, because when you're in the middle of it, it's hard to see. But in hindsight, I can also see that grief has brought me a lot of resilience, mm-hmm. a lot of strength, and a new perspective, a new compassion for people and for myself, which I didn't have before.
That's exactly right. And I think it's so good, Tatiana, that we can talk more openly about grief now.
Oh, yeah.
Know, as a culture, we, embracing it's not the right word, but it's okay to talk about it because it helps so much. And you feel sorry for generations before us who didn't have that opportunity.
Yes, exactly. And I think that it's still taboo to talk about grief because people feel uncomfortable. And
yes.
I think part of it is
yes.
because it's a learned response. But I think more and more people are now wanting to talk, because one thing that I've discovered is that grief, there's no fixing it.
No.
But you can be with somebody in the middle of it. And being present with somebody, listening to them, people want their grief to be seen. They want to know that they matter, that their mm-hmm. experience is valid. And so talking about it doesn't fix anything, but it definitely helped us to not feel like, oh, I'm the only one that is struggling with it.
That's right, because it's really hard. I've been on both sides of it as well. I've experienced a lot of grief in my life with family members, and I've also been a friend who's tried to help other people through grief. So I've seen both sides of it, and I guess you'd have some good advice for this as well, because sometimes it's really hard to just be present and show up for your friend who might be going through a really hard time.
Oh, it's horrible, because often we don't want to do the wrong thing and we end up not doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes we, you know, I have this thing that I heard from somebody else. It's not mine, but this woman talks about grief, and she said, trying to comfort someone who's grieving, it's like trying to hug a porcupine. You will get pricked, you know, you
yes.
will get poked, and it will make you feel uncomfortable. But still try it anyway. And I think it's best when we're trying to support somebody that's going through grief, it's really important to let them know, I don't know what to do. And please let me know if what I'm offering is what you need, because we come with all these offers, right? And it's so weird. All of a sudden, your person dies, and it seems like everyone else is an expert on grieving, and they want you to grieve their way, when the reality is, for the person who is bereft, they need to find their personal way of dealing with the grief. And we are not very good at asking for help either, and so it becomes a really tricky situation for everyone.
Tell me about Skin Hunger, and, you know, you've got two beautiful girls. Have they seen the production?
They have not only seen the production, they helped me learn my lines.
Good.
I must say, unwillingly. They, you know, I would be like, what do you think about this scene? And they'd be like, oh, Mom, this is so cringy. You shouldn't be asking us.
Classic. But that's, yes. That, I love the fact that it actually really is a family affair, because it's very honest and real and raw and a little bit risque, right?
Oh, it's very much risque. And I wanted to create something that was a little bit further away from my reality, because it's theater, you know, why not?
Exactly.
I wanted to create something that was also really entertaining for people. But I must say, though, because I actually have talked to so many different women, and one of the things that widows often say to me is that they did not know how much the physical touch, the intimacy part that is lost when their partner died, that how heavy that was to carry and how taboo that was to talk to other people about it. So I thought, oh, there's something here. I want to talk about this. I want to make it light and funny, but I also want to make it really authentic. And that's what Skin Hunger does. We talk about this need that we have to be touched, this desire that we have to feel intimacy with that one person that we can be completely ourselves with, but also that we can create a life together, because intimacy is so much more. You know, it's not just about two people being together physically. It's about bearing our soul to somebody else. And what do you do when that person is not there? But the physical needs are still very much present.
They're still there. Yeah. Oh, look, Tatiana, we could talk for hours on this. Fortunately, we don't have hours. But look, I just wanted to say, really lovely to chat with you, and so grateful that you've been able to put a production on like this based on your life. And of course, going through the story with Eva. So thank you so much for that. I know it's going to be amazing, and I know a lot of people will resonate with it. So when you come to Hawke's Bay on Friday, October the 27th, we really look forward to seeing it, and we're going to give away tickets now. But thank you so much for chatting with me
you
this morning.
You're very welcome. You're so welcome. And yes, I hope to meet you in person, and the show's going to be fantastic. People are going to be thinking about it way after the show is over. So do come, bring your friends, bring your girlfriends, bring a box of tissues, and be prepared to have a great night at the theatre.
That's exactly right. Tatiana Hotari, thank you so much. Lovely to meet you, and all the best. We'll see you here in October.
See you in October. Bye.
Thanks, Tatiana. I mean, doesn't it sound absolutely amazing? You can find out more about Skin Hunger at hbaf.co.nz. Book your tickets and try and see it. But I've got a double pass to give away right now on the show. So if you just listened to the amazing Tatiana and thought you would love to see her live on stage where she brings her show Skin Hunger to the festival, just text Skin Hunger right now. Let's keep it really easy. Text Skin Hunger to 4487. That will get you in the draw to see this amazing production. Sigala and James Arthur on the hits.